Welcome to Becoming God's Man Devotionals, week of August 7th, 2017. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret, and your Father who sees it in secret will reward you. Matthew 6, verses 3 and 4. What's your motivation? Why do you do what you do? Are your actions done so that others may see what you're doing and so you get praise for it? Or would you rather not be recognized for the things that you do? In these verses placed within the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus is touching on this very subject. You see, the religious elite of the day were known for publicly displaying their righteousness. If people were watching, they made sure to make themselves look good. They would pray elaborate prayers, throw large sums of money into the offering. If it would get the people to look at them and comment on how good they are, they would do it. In Matthew 6, verses 1 and 2, basically just the two verses before what I read, Jesus steers people away from this thinking, telling them not to act in that way, but rather, as mentioned in verses 3 and 4, to do it in secret. What Jesus is getting at here is not to do with the seemingly impossible of keeping one part of your body from knowing what another is doing, but rather our actions should be done in such a way that the glory and praise is focused on God, rather than ourselves. The Pharisees were all about, look at me, look at me. While Jesus tells us that we should be going, look at God, look at God. Jesus states that those seeking the praise of the people already have their reward. That is because rather than seeking God's glory and God's favor, they are in actuality seeking the praise of the people, and to have their egos stroked. So they have gotten exactly what it is that they are seeking. But those that seek God's favor, those that do good in secret, will receive God's grace as a reward. So I ask again, what's your motivation? Do you seek the praise of others, or do you seek to please God?